Hey, good morning. I'm Joey Salvage, 845. A special election in our region has the potential to shift the balance of power in the Virginia House of Delegates. Republican Joe McNamara and Democrat Carter Turner seeking the 8th District seat left open when Greg Habib stepped down over the summer. Carter Turner joins us live here in the studio this morning. Carter, good morning and welcome. Nice to have you with us.
Morning. Thanks for having me.
Yes, sir. As on your campaign website, Carter, as we get started here, you put Fix 81 as your top priority, putting it even above your name. Three lanes through the Roanoke Valley. Carter, do you support increasing taxes to come up with those needed funds?
Well, I support fixing the problem. So we've got to look at what the various funding solutions are. I mean, I think obviously we're going to need a lot of state money. I do think 81 is moving up the priority list for the state. Obviously, we'll need to get federal grants. It is a federal highway. But yeah, if we, if we need another revenue source in order to add a third lane and make it safer, then we're going to have that conversation. And that's part of what I'm pushing here. People have been scared of driving this issue about 81 because they're worried about how we're going to pay for it. And my attitude is, look, we can't afford not to do anything. People are dying at a pretty heavy clip here. So the range of options, I think, for how we would fund it would be some sort of a toll or some sort of a fuel tax. Now, the specifics, I want to have the community be part of that conversation and we figure it out. But you could have tolls that are easy pass type tolls. So there are no booths. There's no stopping. And you could only toll commercial vehicles. So it wouldn't affect commuters. It would just be the large trucks that are going up and down. Maybe we think everybody who takes the road ought to have some skin in the game. And so we have a smaller toll for commuters as well. The trucking industry folks that I've talked to would prefer to have a fuel tax on diesel fuel rather than tolls. So all of these are on the table. You know, I didn't have the luxury of knowing that Greg Habib was going to step down. Mm-hmm. So, I got thrown into this race pretty quick, and I didn't want to just come up with a solution without really having done my due diligence to talk to the various constituents just so I could have a solution. So what I'm running on is this is a major problem. The delegate in the 8th District ought to be the one who is taking the lead on this. And now we need to sit down with everybody who's involved, including the neighbors who might be affected by an expansion, rail proponents, everybody, and then figure out the best way. But we can't be deterred, even if it is going to cost some money. We have to fix this road.
Carter, Evan Jones here with Joey. Good morning. Now, the 8th District, as you know, covers Salem, Craig County, and parts of Roanoke and Montgomery counties. Not exactly a Democratic stronghold, as you know. Now, shouldn't the many Republicans within it feel motivated to vote for Mr. McNamara to assure that the GOP would retain control of the House of Delegates for at least one more year?
Well, you'll have to ask those Republicans, I suppose. Let me answer that a couple of ways. First of all, if you look at my campaign and the issues that I'm running on things that are problems for us locally. I am not talking about the big ideological differences that separate Republicans and Democrats. To me, one of the great travesties of this paralysis in this very polarized country that we live in right now is that things that need to be getting done aren't getting done. So I think there are a lot of Republicans who say, you know what? I think right now more important than ideology is solving some local problems that we all agree are problems, and we largely agree on how to solve them. So I think there are a lot of people who want to see government do something. Now, I say in one of my ads that we tend to try to frame this conversation about government in terms of small versus large government. My opponent says I'm a small government Republican. That doesn't tell us much. Instead, I think the phrasing needs to be effective government versus ineffective government. I don't think government ought to be involved in everything, but the things that it is involved in, it should be effective at it. It needs to be strong enough to be able to fix roads, right? A road that should have been fixed 25 years ago. Government needs to be able to do that. I believe broadband needs to be more available throughout this district. That's the kind of thing government can help with. Government can help with the opioid crisis and making sure communities have the services that they need. That's effective government. So I think that I'm changing the conversation some, and I think that there are a number of Republicans who like what I'm saying, particularly about Interstate 81, But I would also say that if I am a Republican concerned about losing the House of Delegates, I think the big concern is going to be November 19. I'm pretty certain the Democrats are going to take that House back. And so then perhaps if you're pragmatic around here, you say, would it be better to have a consensus building, reasonable Democrat in the 8th district who has a little influence over the majority party or somebody who's going to be on the outside looking in?
You and I, and we're speaking with Carter Turner, the Democratic candidate for the 8th House of Delegates District, the one being vacated by Greg Habib, a special election in November. Now, you and I first met when you ran for this very seat in 2009, when Morgan Griffith was still the incumbent delegate, not to mention at the time the House Majority Leader. He easily won that election. What is different now about you or the district or both?
Yeah, great question. I ran in 2009. That was a tough year to run as a Democrat. That was 1 year into Obama's term. People were upset about the Affordable Care Act. I think a couple of things. One, I have learned a lot more about politics in the last 9 years. I understand it better. I understand how to do it better, I think. I know how to manage a campaign better. I know how to build a team. So all of that kind of structural stuff, I think I'm much improved at. I'm older, of course, wiser. Well, just older, maybe. I don't know. But in terms of the political landscape, it has changed. There is a lot of energy behind the Democrats right now, more than I have ever experienced. I noticed that within the first week of running. It felt very different than any time I've run in the past. So this is the best chance probably in a generation for a Democrat to take that seat. That was not the case in 2009. But I think, the country is, I don't know too many people, obviously the economy is better now than in 2009, but I think most people would say this country doesn't feel like it's in a better place than it was 9 years ago. We're much more divided as a nation. There's much more animosity. There's a lot more hopelessness in terms of things getting better. And so I think that what I offer, which is, a collaborative style of politics, someone that wants to work across the aisle and build some consensus and find solutions to things, I think that what I offer is actually needed now. And I think a lot of people appreciate that I'm out running on these issues. So it is different, but I think it's different in a good way.
Democrat Carter Turner seeking the 8th District seat with us in studio this morning. Got about 2.5 minutes to go. And Carter, you were a professor of religious studies at Radford University over a decade and now associate director of advancement there. Your opponent runs small businesses. Carter, is he in a better position to know how decisions by state government impacts employers and job creation?
I don't think so. I mean, he's run a small business and he's had payroll. In my roles at Radford University, I've been involved in tough decisions about budget as well. We frequently get told by the state, you guys have to come up with a plan to shave 5% off your budget. So I understand those realities as well. My wife has been a banker for many years. She was a banker for many years. So I've been part of that world of finance through her, So I think that's a good talking point on my opponent's part, but I don't really think that makes him any more qualified than me. Small business is one part of what is going on in this district, but education's also a part, and I know a lot about that. The environment's part of that. Roads and transportation. So there are a lot of things that go into the skill set that a delegate needs, not just small business experience.
We have about one more minute left. Carter Turner running for House of Delegates, 8th District. One of your main campaigns is affordable health care for all. Well, Medicaid expansion is coming to Virginia as of January. What else should Virginia be doing, and how much would it cost?
Well, we certainly cleared a big hurdle with Medicaid expansion. That should have been done years ago. We gave a lot of money away for a long time. There are roughly 4,000 people in the 8th District who are going to get health care now because of Medicaid expansion. I think the next steps that need to be taken are we've got to make sure that we are also incentivizing for doctors to offer Medicaid or to accept Medicaid. It doesn't do any good to pay for people's health insurance if they don't have health, if they don't have services that are available to them. So I think that's the part that we've got to really concentrate on now, making sure that doctors are incentivized to accept Medicaid, to make sure that the facilities are there, to support the hospitals that are in rural areas where people can go. But as a general principle, I believe health care is a right. Basic health care is a right in this country, and I think it's absolutely shameful for us to be in a country as wealthy as we are and to have a lot of people who are dying because they don't have health insurance. I think that's wrong.
Carter Turner with us this morning, Democrat in the 8th, running for the 8th District seat. Carter, we appreciate your time. Thank you for coming by.
Thank you.